This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, that's interesting. You know how the introduction says you are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, right? So I guess, you know, everybody like is supposed to put everything away and come and sit down and whatever. You know, years ago when I started radio, one of my kids was really young, and we were watching some, I guess, old, I don't know if it was an old movie or if it was a movie that was depicting the olden days. And I guess some show was about to come on the radio. This had to have been like in the 1940s or 1930s. And you saw the family get all excited, and it had to have been probably the 1940s. And, you know, the family got all excited and they all ran up to the radio to tune in. And my kid goes, "Just Like Mommy." And, you know, my husband kind of giggled, and the reason why he giggled is he was probably thinking, no, really, nobody really runs up to try to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. And, you know, I'd really like to know why. I personally think I am giving you the same quality as a show back from the 1940s. Okay, now what was so awesome about radio back in the 1940s? Okay, well, and by the way, my grandfather did radio in the 40s and 50s. He was a, he would do kids' stories, like, not like Mary Had a Little Lamb. I mean, it would be an actual child story that rather than reading the book, he would animate it with his voice on air. There would be a little bit of music in the background, so he would read the, you know, like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, you know? Like, "My, what big teeth you have," or whatever. No, maybe that was the wolf. I don't know. But anyway, I really, yeah. He never told me the stories because he thought I was too stupid. But that's what he used to do. So he would do the Goldilocks and Three Bears. He would do the Little Red Riding Hood. And he would do these, he would on air give these stories and animate them. And kids would listen to them before they went to bed. And he would do it so entertainingly with the voices that the parents are like, "You know what, if I don't have to read my kid to sleep, good, because I'm kind of sick of reading those stories. So good, let them listen to the radio program and then go to bed." And so, you know, radio back in the 40s or, you know, 30s or whatever, one is it was your only way to get the news, you know, and be connected to the outside world. But also it offered entertainment that you would, that I guess is so, you know, so high quality because you don't have the pictures, you don't have the visuals, you don't have the, or you didn't at that time have the animation in your mind. You know, if somebody talks about a Transformer movie, okay, you have the Transformer movie in your head, right? Shia LaBeouf, Mark Wahlberg, you know, you got that in your mind. Okay, but remember, in the 80s, when you thought of Transformers, you thought of the toy. And so back in the 40s, if you thought of, well, I don't know if they had Transformers, but I don't think they did. But, you know, back in the 40s, if you thought of a story or an explosion or whatever, you know, your imagination was more vivid. So, you know, you had to be very, very good to be in radio. Okay, so now let's fast forward now to the 21st century. We still have to be very good in radio. And in one argument, we actually may have to even be better. Because now we are competing with what you can see on TV, what you could see in the movies. Why are you listening to my show now? when you could be watching a Transformer movie or a Star Wars movie or a you know, Dante's Peak was on. And Dante's Peak is what, 20-year-old movie? I don't know. That, I mean, I was fascinated by that. So if I want to keep keep you engaged, if I want to keep your attention, you know, I have to not only be as good as my 1940 and 1930, even 1920 forefathers, I have to be even better because now I'm competing with something else. You know, when my grandfather told his stories, the only other competition there was your parents reading them. If the kids were sick of their parents, then, that, you know, he got a captive audience. We don't. So before my husband or anybody else laughs about it is now time for the Dr. Dahlia show, okay, and nobody really comes over running, you know, to get around a radio, stop and realize that I have to compete with a lot, right? And I think I'm doing a pretty damn good job. Well, maybe I did. Did everybody hang up already? Did everybody stop listening? Yeah. Well, I like listening to myself. Tom likes listening to me, right? Tom?
Huh?
Yeah, he's gone. He fell asleep.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about how good I have to be in radio, or no one will listen.
I'm listening.
A case in point. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're going to talk about scientists debunking the 5-second rule. Apparently, if you drop something on the ground, you really shouldn't eat it. Doctors are miscalculating, shall we say, how many days or months you have to live. We have a study that Zika causes microcephaly. Now, some of you guys are like, well, no, duh. They go, you don't understand. This now is more proof that there is a Zika microcephaly link. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how alcohol could affect the heart. So one glass a day is enough to bring on the stroke. We also have noticed the morning after pill. There is a morning after pill warning after hundreds of unwanted pregnancies are occurring because many people are taking drugs or herbal remedies and it's making their emergency contraception ineffective. And so if you're taking medications for epilepsy or tuberculosis or HIV or even antibiotics, you know, that can make your birth control or your contraceptive ineffective. So don't go away. We'll be right back on 877-DOC-DALI. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bateman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so 31 million Americans are at greater risk of chronic disease because they're inactive. It's not because of access. It's not because we're being afflicted with something, God forbid. It's because we are not getting off our butts. About 1 in 4 Americans age 50 or older do not regularly exercise. So they're at greater risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, according to a study published Thursday by the CDC. The research featured in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report found that 31 million Americans age 50 and older, or 28%, are not active beyond basic movements common in daily life. Adults benefit from any amount of physical activity, according to study author Dr. Janet E. Fulton, who is chief of the CDC's Physical Activity and Health Branch, said in a news release, helping inactive people become more physically active is an important step towards healthier and more vibrant communities. The CDC analyzed data in 2014, survey data that looked at inactivity differences among age and race and sex and geographical region, etc. And the survey recipients were from all the states and the District of Columbia. And they found that 30% of women were inactive compared to about 26% of men. Non-Hispanic blacks were at the least active, followed by Hispanics. So it was 33%, then 32%. Other groups, non-Hispanic whites, 26.2%. And inactivity appeared to slightly increase with age, and more adults with at least one chronic disease were inactive compared with adults who had no chronic disease. The South was the least active at 30.1%, followed by the Midwest at 28.4%, the Northeast at 26.6%, the West at 23.1%. But guess what? Colorado had the highest activity rate, with only 17.9% of recipients saying they were inactive. Arkansas had the lowest activity rate at 38.8%, according to the study. So, if you are inactive, it's costly. According to the CDC, non-institutionalized adults age 50 and older account for $860 billion in health care costs each year, but 4 out of 5 of the most costly chronic conditions among this group could be prevented or managed with physical activity. Because why? Exercise could help ward off heart disease, type 2 diabetes, dementia, cancer, etc. Okay, let me just stop here for a second, okay? All right, so, you know, okay, I think a lot of us could agree when we were younger, you know, when we were in our 20s, et cetera, exercise was pretty easy to do, okay? So we were all over it. We were just, you know, I was at the gym all the time. I was running in the snow. I was running uphill. We were, you know, I was very active. I couldn't have done Ironman or anything like that, but I mean, I was very, very active. And, you know, so I kept my weight down. It was good. I did great. I was also skiing, you know, and then I started to injure myself, and I injured myself more, and then I injured myself more. And then I get married, get pregnant, and I'm still exercising when I'm pregnant, and they say, you gotta go on bed rest. You know, you got low fluid. So then I would be in bed, on bed rest, but still exercising, doing leg lifts, working on my arms while I was on bed rest. I was like, well, you know, the uterus is resting. I'm getting my fluids in, but I'm going to still keep the exercise up because, you know, you get addicted to it. If you don't, you know, put yourself in that obsessive role with exercising, you'll stop. Baby came out fine. Continued to exercise. In fact, I was exercising the day after I gave birth. I remember the doctor called to check on me, and somebody, my husband didn't know who it was. So when she said, hi, you know, is Dahlia there? He said, no, she's out, you know, she's out, exercising. She's out for a walk right now. Why? Well, this is her doctor. I told her to be at home and rest. He's like, oh, sorry. You know, I was always very, very active. And then, you know, the injuries, you end up having a couple surgeries and things happen. And rather than you working out every day, start to skip a couple days. I used to exercise on, you know, how many of you guys exercise when you go on vacation? How many of you hit the gym? Hopefully the majority of you do. Very easy to skip it when you're on vacation. Then once you skip it when you're on vacation, like, well, you know what, because I missed it all last week, it doesn't matter if I'm back and I miss it another day. So I still exercise. I exercise twice a day. I do 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night. It's not to the degree, it's not to the intensity that I used to, but I still do not let my day end. If I'm at a hotel, I'll exercise in the hotel. I'll do some crunches. I'll do some arm weights. I'll, you know, try to fast walk back and forth in the hotel room. I don't know, but I have to keep up some exercise. Otherwise, if I give it up, I quit. However, all right, we need to, as, you know, from my end, from medical providers, we need to give you guys realistic options. Okay, so here's an example. Yesterday, I was watching some of the medical residents instruct patients, and these were simulated patients because we wanted to see how they do with patient interactions. And they were talking about ways to lift and ways to exercise if you have a bad back. And the young doctor showed how to bend with your knees. So he squats, then he gets up. And he squats, and he gets up. And you see his agility with bending of the knees. Now, yes, I've been active. I've worked out. I still work out. there is no way I could do those movements with the knees that I have. Okay, I am just probably 2 months away from needing total knee replacements. I mean, my knee cartilage is shot. Why? Because of all the running and all the activity I did. So, you know, I'm watching that, and the reason why he was instructing it is because the simulated patient had back pain. And he said, you can't lift with your back. You need to, when you lift, get down with your knees. You need to squat, and then you need to lift up, putting the weight on the knees. Now, me being middle-aged, having the knee issues I do, if I try to bend my knees, I can barely get up, let alone while lifting something. So I now, as a physician, lift the incorrect way just because my knees can't handle it. And it was only then that I realized how much of a vicious cycle this inactivity and injury becomes. And I'm looking at that, and I'm sitting with a couple extra women going, I couldn't squat to lift. You know, I'll say, you know, honey, can you lift this? Or I'll have my kids, you know, lift something now. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. I used to be able to lift it, but when I do now, I don't bend my knees, because if I bend my knees and get to a squatting position, I can't get back up. And I know someone's like, well, Dolly, you get surgery already? Or no, because again, I'm not in pain, so I don't want to get surgery, but I could just totally see myself blow a disc and mess my back up because I'm not as agile with my knees anymore. So when you're younger and in the medical profession and you're telling somebody older to do something like you, it's not going to work that way. It's not going to happen. Okay, we can't do it like that. And it's kind of hard for me to say that because now I realize I'm more of an older individual than a younger individual. Because I was like, oh, you can just do this. You can just run a couple miles before your day starts. Okay, no. Do I run a couple miles before my day starts anymore? No, I don't. I don't. Why? Because I'm waiting for the fiber to kick in so I can go to the bathroom. And then I'm hoping I don't have a hemorrhoid flare up. And then I'm trying to do a mini workout before I go to work. And I could barely get on my Spanx. So, okay, that's my morning. It's a very exhausting morning. I don't really look forward to it. So, you know, there's 31 million Americans at greater risk of chronic disease due to physical inactivity. This is the headline that's around, that's going around. What I say we need to do is, you know, we need to get some honest answers. One answer you're going to get from older individuals is exercise is a young person's thing. My son's like, Mom, come with me to the gym. I'm like, don't tell me to come with you to the gym. I was one. I was working out even when I was pregnant with you. Don't act like you're the athlete in the family. But I don't go to the gym. And why don't I? Well, I don't go because now I don't like the way I look. Now I get intimidated by seeing younger people. And because for many of us, we kind of know what makes us tick, and we know what discourages us, that many of us are like, no, because if I see somebody young, you know, outdoing me on a treadmill or on, you know, I'm going to get all discouraged and I'm not going to want to. So you end up not going. So, yeah, I do not go to the gym. I have not worked out in the gym in a long time. Yeah, I work out at home. I have gym equipment at home and I get on it every day. But when my son's like, come with me to the gym, I'm like, only if nobody's there. So that's one thing we have to be honest about. One is, okay, no, I don't want to be around younger people and I feel fat and I feel old. Okay, so, well, then fine. You know, what about more of a private time? Maybe get a personal trainer. We have some private time at the gym. Or maybe you get some equipment you do at the house. It could even be cheaper. Then another thing that some people may admit is they don't want to pass gas when they work out. Some of them don't have control of that. Some women don't have control of their bladder. So these are some very interesting things. Remember I told you guys that, you know, I'm sitting there playing tennis with my kids, and they're like, Mom, why didn't you run and leap for the ball? Because if I ran and leaped for that ball, I would leak. So, no. I'm just going to hit the balls that come to me. So, you know, you sometimes need to find out, is it just that they're being lazy? Or are there really some medical issues that we could fix to get them back out there? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So most people do the five-second rule. You drop something on the ground. You go pick it up before it gets dirty. Pick it up before it gets dirty. You can still eat it. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. And then you do. And it's been a five-second rule. 5 seconds is long, right? One, Mississippi, two, Mississippi, three, Mississippi, four. Mississippi, 5 Mississippi. 5 seconds. It's kind of a long time. I never believed in the 5 second rule, but I was lazy, where I was like, yeah, I'll go with it. And so a new study says the food, not safe. After putting the five-second rule to the test, researchers at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, found that contamination with bacteria can occur in less than 1 second. The five-second rule is a significant oversimplification, they said, of what actually happens when bacteria transfer from a surface to food. According to lead researcher Donald Schaffner, a professor and extension specialist in food science, bacteria can contaminate instantaneously, he said in a Rutgers news release. The scientists dropped foods of different textures, such as watermelon, bread, gummy candy, on a variety of surfaces, including ceramic tile, stainless steel, wood, and carpeting. The scientists then contaminated each of these surfaces with a salmonella-like bacteria known as Enterobacter aeruginase for various lengths of time. The surfaces were allowed to dry completely before each type of food was dropped on it. The researcher, yeah, because you see, if you just test the food for bacteria, then you're like, well, wait a second, how do we know that bacteria wasn't on the food before? So they had to pick a specific type of bacteria that might not have already been on the watermelon, such that when they do test it, then they know they picked it up from that surface. So the researchers evaluated the transfer of the bacteria from each surface to each food item after letting it sit for less than a second, 5 seconds, 30 seconds, and 300 seconds. Overall, they assessed 128 different scenarios 20 times for a total of 2,500 measurements. Longer exposure to the dirty surfaces and moisture made the spread of germs worse. But the researchers found that contamination could occur in less than 1 second. The wetter the food, the more bacteria got on it. So obviously that watermelon probably. And the transfer of bacteria from surfaces to food appears to be affected most by moisture. Bacteria don't have legs, so they move in with the current, with the moisture. And the wetter the food, the higher the risk of transfer, they said. Also, longer food contact times usually result in the transfer of more bacteria from each surface to food. So watermelon was the easiest contaminated, they said, after it was dropped. Gummy candy, however, had the least amount of bacteria because it's more dry. So that kind of suggested that the germs are more easily transferred with, you know, wet or moist foods. The researchers also found foods dropped on the carpet sample had less contamination than those dropped on tile or stainless steel. So you would think, this is very interesting. It's interesting to say that carpet contaminated less, because if you drop something on tile or stainless steel, there's a smaller surface area getting exposed, right, than carpet that could envelop the food, right? Because it'll fall a little bit, push the carpet underneath, and now the sides of that piece of food could be getting affected. Apparently not. Carpet, sample less contamination. The food items dropped on wood had more variable levels of contamination. So they say not only is it the food moisture, but the topography of the surface also played a role. So that was a cool study out of applied and environmental microbiology. Next, doctors, they say, are routinely wrong when we predict on when terminally ill patients will die. And a review of over 4,600 medical notes where doctors predicted survival showed a wide variation in errors, ranging from us underestimating by 86 days to overestimating by 93 days. So what they're basically telling us is we are approximately 3 months off, either underestimating the length of living to overestimating. And it does not appear that more experienced or older doctors are any better at predicting. Okay, I got a theory on this. You want to know what my theory is? My theory is the reason why we can't predict to a T when you're going to die is because we're not God. Okay? I know a lot of people think we are, but we're not. We don't know. I have no idea. I've never been able to say, oh, you're going to be gone in this time or this time. Usually people have died faster. Once I start to think that they're going to die soon, they just seem to die quicker, like within a week or two. It blows my mind. And so I almost don't even want to, I don't ever tell people. I'm just not good at it. And the reason why is some people really, you know, they respond differently to medications. They just, you know, there was one gentleman who was given 6 months to live with colon cancer, and he had seen one doctor, and then he didn't die till 12 years later. That was under my watch. Thank you very much. Thank you. No, he didn't suffer at all. He was just, I guess it just didn't seem to, kill him. And so, you know, it was treatable. It's kind of, I don't want to say it wasn't in remission, but it quiesced, kind of just stayed where it was, you know, and then, a 6-month prognosis to live turned into 12 years. So, you know, as everybody's kind of ripping on doctors saying, you know, you don't know what the hell you're talking about or whatever, you need to cut us some slack. I mean, what do you want from us? There's only so much we can do. What do you want from us? So, according to the researcher, they say, just as when we are born, the precise timing of death can be an inexact science. But nurses looking after people at the end of their lives recognize a positive impact of being as open as possible about what is being observed, even if definitive answers can't be given. As a society, we have become much better, she writes, at speaking about death and dying and respecting and understanding people's wishes at the end of their lives. I mean, here's the thing. You know, if God forbid you know that a family member is going to die, you want to be able to, you know, you want to, you know, tell them to get their affairs in order. You want them to be able to do some things on their bucket list. I get that. But, you know, things are different now. We're able to, look at Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter had malignant melanoma. He had melanoma that went to his brain. I believe he's in his 80s. And look at how he's in remission. So years ago when I was in school, if somebody had melanoma that went to the brain, I'd be like, okay, you probably have 3 to 6 months. And look at, knock on wood, how well Jimmy Carter's doing. So we defy the odds. Look at Michael Douglas with his throat cancer. Michael Douglas supposedly had, I think, stage 4 throat cancer. And he's doing fine, knock on wood. And then he was in the movie The Ant-Man. So, sometimes I think we overestimate, sometimes I think we underestimate, but I'm actually surprised it was that good. Only 90 days off? That's not that bad. Now, unfortunately, we have some sad news. There's an actress who lived in China from Beijing who did not want chemotherapy to treat her non-Hodgkin's lymphoma because she thought the chemotherapy would be painful. She had deliberately not chosen chemotherapy, and instead she went for cupping, which we saw used by Michael Phelps and a lot of the Olympians, to help, increase flow, circulation, muscle ability. You know, the cupping has been used for a while. It's actually a very, very fascinating modality. But she had chosen that over chemotherapy. She also went to acupuncture and bloodletting. So now there's a big concern that this beautiful young girl died when she didn't have to. But it was her choice. She announced her illness to her fans on social media July 9th. In a post on Weibo, the Chinese equivalent to Twitter, the upcoming actress said she had been diagnosed with a critical illness at Beijing Cancer Hospital. She explained she had decided not to undergo chemotherapy because she had seen the others tortured by it, and they still passed away. She decided to follow traditional Chinese medicine. She wrote, "I know chemotherapy is extremely painful, and it might cause me to die faster, so no matter how long I can live, I want to spend every day of my remaining life happily." She also said she was one of 7 children in her family, and had worked hard to earn money to pay the rent, etc. But as you see her go through the cupping, you saw her in pain. And unfortunately, she did pass away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, by the way, if ever there's some medical news that I haven't gotten to, please check my Twitter or check my Facebook. I have a blog that usually has some medical headlines, something valuable, okay, believe it or not. My medical blog is actually at drdahlia.wordpress.com, but usually you can hit it from my Twitter or you can get it from my Facebook, so please check that out. So, you know, just to kind of finish with that unfortunate case of that young girl dying of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, because she chose, rather than using chemotherapy, which can be very promising and can actually be very effective with treating cancer, and she chose for cupping and other non-traditional remedies. We need to be very, very careful in the news and in the media and with the way we talk to others about, you know, when we put down traditional medicine, okay, we need to realize that there's a lot of responsibility that we have when we do that. And chemotherapy is no walk in the park, let me tell you that. But is it really more painful than cupping procedures and bloodletting? So I've had people who underwent chemotherapy and underwent cancer treatment, and they said, you know, it wasn't that bad. I mean, yeah, I was nauseous a lot, but it wasn't that bad. So I'm not sure how we need to get the message out. But, you know, remember I told you I'd have a patient where I'm like, okay, well, you know, you should get your screening colonoscopies, or it looks like you're having some blood in the stool, so you need to get that checked. And they would say, no. Just let me get the cancer, because I don't want to go through chemotherapy because it's going to be too painful. And first of all, what makes you think you're going to need chemotherapy? Second, what makes you think you have cancer? Third, what if you have the type of cancer where all we have to do is cut out the tumor and you're done? Cancer treatment is too horrible. So I know in the olden days when people were dying of cancer, it was horrible. But one thing that made cancer death horrible is when it spread. And so my worry is you're going to have some people, or you have people out there, that are using that as an excuse to throw in the towel and not do anything. Whereas if you get in there and get in early, it's not as bad to treat. So it's a shame to see somebody make a wrong choice like that. It really, really is. Zika's in the news, and researchers have found another link, or another study that strengthens the link between Zika and microcephaly. Apparently, preliminary results from a study commissioned by the Brazilian Ministry of Health found that 13 out of 32 newborns with microcephaly tested positive for the Zika virus. Meanwhile, none of the 62 newborns who were born with normal-sized heads had any sign of the infection. So the findings were reported yesterday in the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases. These are the first to emerge from a longer-term effort to study 200 infants with microcephaly and compare each of them with two unaffected controls from the same region who were conceived at about the same time. Obviously, given the magnitude of the health crisis posed by Zika, the team decided to report the interim results, meaning these aren't final results, who joined the study between mid-January to early May. They say the babies in the study were recruited from 8 hospitals in and around Recife, a hot spot of the microcephaly epidemic in Brazil. According to an editorial that accompanies the study, each infant with microcephaly had a head circumference of at least 2 standard deviations smaller than the average for his or her gestational age and gender. And all but 2 of them had head circumference that was 3 standard deviations smaller than average. So, I mean, it's heartbreaking to see this. So what they did is they measured head size. They took samples of umbilical cord blood, cerebral spinal fluid, peripheral blood from the microcephalic babies, ordered CT scans of their heads. Infants in the control group went through a similar procedure, except their heads were examined via ultrasound instead of CT, and they were not subjected to a spinal tap. They said mothers and babies of both groups had answered questionnaires, etc. So, you know, to put this in a nutshell, what ended up happening is the mothers of the microcephaly group had higher rates of Zika infection themselves over the control group, and the control group had normal size head babies. Likewise, more of the mothers in the microcephaly group had a rash during pregnancy, because remember, a lot of them didn't even realize they had Zika. Either they had no symptoms, or if they did have something weird happen to them, it might not have felt bad enough for them to go to the doctor. Oh, I got a rash. By the way, a lot of pregnant women could get rashes, you know, and could get itchy. We talked about pups on the show, this pruritic urticarial, you know, rash of pregnancy that they could get. And it's a very frustrating thing. I remember scratching the tops of my feet to the point where I was breaking skin. I was itching so much. So sometimes with pregnancy, that could happen. So they found statistical significant issues with Zika in the babies that ended up having microcephaly. And the babies that were healthy didn't look like they had any evidence of being exposed to Zika. So one of the babies in the microcephaly group was stillborn. Three others died in an ICU. And the most dramatic finding was that 41 of the microcephaly infants who tested positive for Zika in their blood or cerebral spinal fluid, or 41% of the affected infants had the Zika. 0% of the healthy babies didn't. So the next question is, what about the other 59% of microcephaly patients? Where was Zika then, if it wasn't in their blood or cerebral spinal fluid, or what else caused microcephaly? So this study strengthens the link that Zika has something to do with the microcephaly. But the other issue is something else also causing the microcephaly? Is there another disease that is coming in with the Zika? Is there something else that these mosquitoes are carrying? So I was actually shocked that only 41% of the infants tested positive. I would have expected more. So they still need to study this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Drinking alcohol, even in moderate amounts, may increase the size of the heart's left atrium. The left atrium is one of the two upper chambers of the heart, right? You got the right atrium, left atrium, and then you got the right ventricle and the left ventricle. And the left ventricle is what pumps the blood throughout the body. If the left atrium, which is the chamber above that receives the blood from the lungs, is enlarged, the person is at risk of developing an irregular heartbeat, which we call atrial fibrillation. Remember we talked about that, where the beat is not conducted routinely and is not conducted ba-boom, ba-boom. So it ends up going boop, 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 boop. And so the heart ends up, rather than going ba-boom, ba-boom, it's boop, 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 boop. So the blood doesn't really get pumped out in a good pump. And when that happens, the blood starts to coalesce, starts to coagulate, starts to clot. And then what could that do? It could cause a stroke. So you're going to see studies over the next couple days discussing how one glass of alcohol a night could cause stroke. Why? Because they found that alcohol consumption changes the structure of the left atrium. That left atrium structure could cause atrial fibrillation, and then the atrial fibrillation could put you at risk for stroke. So they still don't know exactly how these two are connected, but the researchers looked at data of more than 5,200 people who were enrolled in either the Framingham Heart Study or were the children of people in the Framingham Heart Study, and this has been going on since 1948. And so they asked the people, how much did you drink, etc. And they found that on average, the patients were about 56 years old. They followed them up for about 6 years, and for every drink, one drink, they increase their left atrium in diameter, putting them more at risk for atrial fibrillation. So for those of you going, you know what, I need to drink alcohol because it's healthy for the heart, I need to tell everybody to hold the phone. I've been asking cardiologists for years, you know, when can we finally tell people alcohol is good? And they say, not yet. I'm not convinced yet. This is why. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started audit is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.